following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Auntie Vera, have you broke...
What?
Have you broken the news to Conscience about the cruise from Big Fatty?
What news?
I truly, honestly don't know what he's talking about.
So does he know something I don't know?
He knows something we both don't know, because I don't know what he's talking about. There is no news to be broken to you.
I'm going, right?
Absolutely.
And I don't have to, like, stay on the smokestack with my Hello Kitty umbrella or anything, right?
Absolutely, no.
So, what's the news?
You'll have to ask Big Fatty, because I don't know.
I don't talk to him.
Well, that's probably best, because he is a corrupting influence.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I truly, honestly don't know what he's talking about.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1231 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend, and there may be some inappropriate touching. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, quickies. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Well, for some people it might be, but for others it'll be lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. The famine has been broken. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery Day.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had to delay the recording of today's little show, y'all. I was sitting here getting it all ready, big ready, and hey, what you doing? I said, I'm sitting here wishing you were here. Well, I've got about 30 minutes. I've got a meeting that I've got to go to, but I've got about 30 minutes. I said, come on by, the door's unlocked, and y'all, this is a semi-regular gentleman caller who's just a lot of fun, y'all. A lot of fun. But y'all, we didn't have much time, so we couldn't really get into all the fun stuff that we like. But y'all, needless to say, he returned to his meeting a lot less tense. Be ready, please. So, but y'all, yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely, but that's not the only gentleman caller that approached you. Well, you're right, but if we're going to talk about them, we got to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, over the weekend, the gentleman caller started, poking around. Be ready. We don't need to hear that. But y'all, there was no connection. But y'all, I woke up Saturday morning, and sometime during the night on Friday, y'all, I had a textimonium, and y'all, all it said was, "Can I come spend the weekend with you?" And y'all, I didn't recognize the testimonium number that it came from, so I had to write back and say, who is this? And y'all, it was a gentleman caller that Big Fatty really enjoys coming over. But y'all, he hadn't been over here in forever. And so I sent him back, and he says, oh, this is Larry. And I said, well, hey, Larry, how you been? And I said, come on over. He goes, oh, well, now I don't have transportation to come over there, and I've got to be at work. I said, well, I'm going out for cocktails, or in, you know, if you're in London, that's a mixed drink. I said I'll be home before midnight. And he went, oh, well, I don't know if I'll make it or not, but anyway. But y'all, it was just nice to know that he hadn't fallen off the face of the earth, and he still wanted to spend some quality time with Big Fatty. So y'all, I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen very soon. And then y'all also on Saturday night, y'all, I sometimes do. Well, first of all, y'all, I got this annoying message on the grinder, y'all. It just said whore, whore, whore. It said whore, and y'all. So I immediately wrote back and I said hi, y'all. It was that Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke. You know, he was at home all by his lonesome self last weekend. Big Fatty, you know damn good and well he had a trick over, but anyway. You know, because y'all, his other half, Jim, was down at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, it was a puppet show convention there this past weekend. But Big Fatty could not attend because, y'all, it was big weekend here at the coal mine. But, y'all, I'm anxious to hear what Jim thought of the Horror Hotel. When I went to bed Saturday night, you know, I'd had a Tanqueray and tonic or three. I did have three this past weekend, y'all. It was a little celebration, I guess. Anyway, so y'all, I fell asleep with the grinder on, and y'all, I woke up Saturday morning. Hi. And y'all, there was this young thing that said, hey, Big Fatty, I'd like to play with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. So y'all, I wrote him back, and of course he was probably sound asleep by the time I was awake. And anyway, we just kind of sent little messages every now and then. We never really chitter-chatted directly with each other. But anyway, y'all, he was on Monday. He was down around the coal mine, and I said, well, hey. You would you like to come by? Oh, well, I'd love to, but I'm traveling around town with my brother. Oh, y'all, that is some more of that lemon chicken soup. Y'all, I might give you the recipe for that. Y'all, but I think that's going to happen very soon as well. And y'all, I sent my almost regular gentleman caller a message saying, where are you? And y'all never heard a word back from him, so I don't know what's going on with him. But he'll eventually come back around. So big fatty emphasis on the word come. Yes. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard. Wait a minute. I hadn't finished telling you about the weekend. Y'all, I went to the Whole Foods, and by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, that is spelled with a W, picked up a few things there, and in fact, you know, several of the ingredients for my chicken soup. Big Fatty, why don't you go ahead and give them the recipe? Well, y'all, I bought this Progresso lemon chicken soup. It comes in a can. It has a little bit of the orzo pasta in there and the seasonings and everything. But y'all, it wasn't lemony enough for Big Fatty. So what I did is I had two cans of it, so I opened the second can and I poured it in a pot. Then I put in about a carton and a half of, you know, that's how they sell chicken broth now, is in these milk cartons. And so I put about a carton and a half of the chicken broth in there. And y'all, I took two large lemons that I bought at the Whole Foods, which I don't know if you knew this or not. It's spelled with a W. But anyway, so I squeezed those into y'all, and I used the squeezer that turnip head gave to Big Fatty a couple of years ago. Y'all, I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. So put the juice of two large lemons in there. And y'all, then I had picked up a rotisserie chicken at the Whole Foods, which I don't know if you knew this or not. It is spelled with a W. Y'all, I pulled all the meat off of that and I put that in with the rest of the ingredients. And y'all, then I took some of that low glycemic pasta. Not a whole lot of it, and just broke it into small pieces. I probably, you know, in a piece of pasta, I probably broke it into eight little pieces. And y'all, I just put a little bit, just to have a little bit in there. But y'all, and I put some lemon pepper in it, and y'all, it was so good. And y'all, it was good Sunday night, and then it's even better the next day. So I had that for my lunch on Monday, and y'all, it's lovely, just lovely. And what else did I do on Sunday? Let's just see here. Y'all wash clothes, and I listened to that Dubious Intention show. That Dubious Intention, you know, they do their little show. Y'all, they were over there begging for those damn podcasting awards, even though that, you know, by the time they get it posted, you know, it'll be Thanksgiving. But anyway, y'all, and you know, they want to be the best produced little show on the inner tubes for you to nominate them for that. Y'all, it was the biggest train wreck I have ever seen. Y'all, they couldn't hear each other. Yes, Big Freddy, it was worse than your show. That's what you're trying to say. Well, okay, but and y'all, they did it for an hour and a half. And but y'all, Miss Bacon came into the chat room, y'all. But y'all, I think she's mad at Big Fatty. I think she's mad at Big Fatty because y'all, she made some comment about not, you know, oh, you just don't want to play on the games. And y'all, she beats my ass every time. And y'all, I don't understand why she wants to play me. Y'all, maybe she's gotten confused. Maybe she doesn't want to play me. And you know, because you know, sometimes when you're batshit crazy, you get confused. Yes, Big Fatty, you should know. But anyway, so y'all, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to beat her at some games. Big Fatty, you couldn't do it when you weren't trying. So anyway, then Sunday night, y'all, I spoke to the Hats and had a nice visit with them on the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, then I watched the Big Run. Y'all, the episode of the Big Run was wonderful. But I'm not going in the Fat Cave to talk about it now, y'all. Maybe I'll do that on Tamari's little show, and then that way I can tell you my feelings about the dancing after I see it. I get this little show posted. But y'all, speaking of posting shows, y'all, did you notice, you know, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Von yo, 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 and y'all, I specifically played that for you, because y'all, I knew that you hadn't heard the Vons on the far right little show, and y'all, there wasn't one, and y'all, there wasn't any mention of the Twitty, and y'all, I didn't know if the iTunes had gone awry or what. But y'all, I've received from that conscience, y'all. That conscience got me an early clip of the Monday show, which always comes out late, y'all. But y'all, this is the reason. This is the reason that the Vons did not do a Friday show. Y'all, here, let me just play this for you. Yes, Big Freddy.
On Friday, I changed it up a little bit, and I went to Vons.
And Big Freddy, that's the reason she didn't do a little show. Well, I don't know. That's what Consignant sent me. So y'all. I don't know. Maybe she spent maybe she spent all day Friday. You know. Chatting with Kathy, you know, Chatty Kathy there at the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! Vons at the Vons. Yo, yo! So I don't know. Yo, do you watch the do you watch the South Park cartoons? Y'all, I gotta tell you, if you don't, I want you to look for one, and I don't remember the name of it, and I probably should have gotten the name of it, because y'all, you know, they repeat that shit all the time. But y'all, there was one about obese people. Big Fatty, you were talking about the Vons, and now talking about obese people. But y'all, it was, y'all, that Cotman. They were making him feel bad because he had gotten so fat. He was a sloth. He couldn't fit into his fat pants anymore, y'all. I don't remember exactly what happened, but they were showing, you know, that if he didn't start losing weight, he was going to be like all these fat people on the scooters, the rascals. And he went over to one of his friend's house and was thanking them for bringing this to his attention. And I won't give it away, but y'all, the whole episode is about how fat people ride around on those scooters and those rascals now, and y'all, that they one of the new things that the gangs, you know, they're out there by LAX, y'all. The gang, you don't ever go out to LAX, y'all. The gangs are out there, and y'all, especially if you're on a scooter, because y'all, they were toppling people over, fat people over on their scooter, and then they couldn't get up. And y'all, they showed them in the Walmart and at Disneyland, y'all. I suppose they were probably having some of that powdered lemonade, frozen lemonade or something. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, it was so funny. And y'all, then they had that Honey Boo Boo on there, and y'all, I've never seen the Honey Boo Boo. Oh, dear, I guess y'all, can you hear that? Y'all, that is my, that's my brother calling, and I'm just gonna have to decline that right now. We'll have to take that call in just a few minutes. Yes, Big Patty, you're doing a little show. But y'all, they had that Honey Boo Boo on there, and y'all, that Michelle Osama was on there. And y'all, it was just crazy. And y'all, they even had that man that did the movies, the Titanic movie was on there. Y'all, it didn't make any sense until the very end. It's kind of like an episode of the Big Fatty. Big Fatty, yours doesn't make sense at the end either, though. So, but y'all, if you get a chance, you really should. Look at that, or try to find that episode of the South Park, y'all. It'll just make you cackle like a schoolgirl, or like those chickens at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. I've got y'all. I had an e-letter here that I wanted to read to you, y'all. It was sent to me by Paul. You know, Paul sends me all kinds of shit, y'all. And y'all, I don't know if it's going to open in time. Y'all, evidently, and I'm sure Tom and Terry know about this, this is about, let me see if I can find it now. Big Fatty, hurry, the time's running out. Well, I don't see it now. Big Fatty. Y'all, here it is. No, that's not it either. Y'all, anyway, it's about a bottle of the Blue Sapphire liquor. And y'all, evidently when you touch it, it lights up. What do you think of that, Vonzi?
I truly, honestly don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, well, head on over to the Beverage Outpost or whatever it's called. Big Fatty, it's not called the Beverage Outpost. It's called something like that.
Or drop me an e-letter.
You know,
ruined at Big Fatty Online.
Maryland. She didn't go there unless she goes to the Vons or to that that Albertsons, because you know that's where they have the good cone beef. And you know it's a lot cheaper there. But you know they go like to go to that Trader Joe's also and get that cookie butter bag, Freddy.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.